Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
It is my favorite time of the week, Thursdays at 3. I always say that I just love how that rolls off your tongue. I am right now on a highway in Virginia, close to the George Washington Parkway. I'm about to drive past the U.S. Pentagon, where back on in September 2001, 9/11, this is where the plane crashed into the Pentagon, on the west side of the Pentagon. I'm about to drive right past that. Kind of a sobering memory, obviously, for lots and lots of people. But I am headed to Reagan National Airport because I'm leaving in about an hour and a half. I am now in Crystal City, Virginia, headed to the airport. You're going to kind of have a junk removal guy who does jobs all around the country. I'm headed to Indianapolis in about an hour and a half. And frankly, I did not have time to go home, take a shower, get some clean clothes before I had to go to the airport. So I feel sorry for the people sitting in 13A and 13C on the exit row on this Frontier Airlines flight. We're headed to Denver, then we turn around and go back to Indianapolis. The airfare for this flight, and I'm not making this up and I'm not hallucinating, was $24. It's $24 because I'm a member of Frontier's annual plan, where you go in and buy the pass, and then you get the Go Wild pass is what it's called, and I paid $600 for it last January. It actually officially started in May, but they opened it up early to us in April. That pass now runs about $2,000, but they had an introductory offer. I bought it for $600, and it gives me a year of flying pretty much anywhere Frontier goes for just the airport taxes. So to get me from here to Indianapolis is going to be a whopping $24. The return flight comes back on Saturday. And ironically, this is what you put up with, but it's, you know, I'm kind of a crazy traveler and I'm going by myself, so I don't mind this. I'm looking for just the cheap rates. I leave Indianapolis in the morning. I go to Orlando. I have a four-hour layover in Orlando, which means I might get a chance to run to Disney World for an hour or two. I've done that before, sometimes in between flights. And then I turn around and come back to Baltimore. Then for $5, I take the bus, and it takes me right back within about two blocks of where I live. So you're probably going, well, that's dandy, but why are you going to Indianapolis? I'm going there because there's, you know, that terminology, the nice old lady? Well, there is a nice old lady in Indianapolis. I think either her husband passed away, it may have been her dad that passed away, I can't remember for sure. She needs to get a house cleaned out. She's limited on her budget. She has some cash. She told me how much she has. It's about half of what I would normally charge to go and do this. And I did not charge her or ask for a deposit or anything. A lot of times people pay us in advance with these kind of jobs because they get 10% off. In her case, I'm going to Indianapolis just to help this lady out and do this job for her. She's going to pay me cash. And frankly, she could call me you know, anytime in the next 12 hours and say, hey, I've changed my mind, and then I'm screwed. But she knows I'm coming. I just had this feeling, you know what, you should go help this lady. And so I'm headed to Indianapolis for a whopping $24. And I'll rent a pickup truck when I get there, and all will be well. I'll be doing the job for her tomorrow morning. So we go all over the country. We have literally been from Seattle to L.A., from Chicago to San Antonio, and from Boston to Tampa, doing jobs for people in a bunch of cities in between. And we don't charge when we travel. We don't charge people to do it. Many of these people bought our Labor Day special, which I still have some of. I have 7 of them left. I started with 15. You buy it for $1,973, and you get up to 5 truckloads of junk hauled away. That normal price is around $3,500. So you save some big chunk of change by doing this. But that is not what's happening in Indianapolis. She's getting, I guess, an even better deal technically. But I'm just going to go, and I'm going to help her out and come away with a new friend. So I think that's going to be kind of fun. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of excited about it. So I am right now just turning off of Highway 1. Those of you that are familiar in the Crystal City, Virginia area that have flown in and out of Reagan, I'm going to make a big loop here and end up in the parking lot of Reagan National Airport, which is where I will do the rest of this show from. So, like I said, I feel bad for the people in 13A and 13C. This first segment goes to Denver, and it's going to be, I got to find some way to make myself smell better before I get on this flight. Let's just put it that way. But I have not had time to change. I have not had time to grab anything. I'm going to Indianapolis doing a quick day job and coming back and hopefully putting a big smile on a lady's face. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's my life. Before I came here, before I came down to the airport, I was in Bethesda, Maryland. I did a Groupon job in the D.C. area. You can buy Groupon vouchers for $99. And that's for a pickup truck of stuff. Normal price for the pickup truck is $229. So you can save a few bucks buying those. If you call in during the radio show and you're in the D.C. area, you can just give your name and number to our producer, Don. He'll then let me know afterwards. You can buy up to 2 vouchers for $79 a piece. That's the best price that you get our services for anywhere. And we're kind of proud of that. So call the 888-627-6008 number, and the wonderful guy named Don will talk to you on the phone. You won't be on the radio show. You just give him your name and number, and then he'll let me know afterwards who called in, and then I'll send you a special link, and you use that link to buy vouchers, and off you go to what we'll say is junk removal nirvana. So anyway, I am about to pull into the economy parking here. I was in Bethesda. I hauled away, doing a Groupon job, I hauled away a sectional sofa from the 16th floor of this apartment building using a four-wheel dolly and just putting, you know, the first section on its back, basically, on the dolly, rolling it down to the freight elevator, taking it down, and then unloading it in the loading dock. Went back and did that twice, and then went back and picked up few little carpets and some other stuff this lady had. It's always really fun in our business to do something like this and then have people just say to you, quote, I'm so happy, quote, right? That's what you want. And that's just a wonderful thing that to hear people say. Sometimes we get told we're angels. You're an angel, you know. On tape, actually, a lady in San Antonio that just loves what we do, and we're going to treat her like we are angels and help her out any way that we can. Just in case you're wondering, when you come down here to Reagan and you park your car, it's about $19 a day to park here. That's the economy parking. And yours truly is, and if you listen closely, I'm leaving from Reagan. I'm coming back to Baltimore. So I'll dash down here someday, I guess, and pick up the pickup truck, which has these two couches in the back of it. that I just picked up from this other place. So all is well now. I'm down here at the airport. The worst thing you can do is miss a $24 going halfway across the country flight. I mean, that would bug me to no end. So I'm in good shape doing the radio show now, sitting down here soon to be parked somewhere in, there we go, in this parking lot. Let's see, what else did we do? We went to, I'm trying to think of where I went this morning to do a job. Someplace. I went someplace this morning. That's funny. I can't remember for sure. Went someplace this morning, did another job, and just having fun. So I got to tell you, today's show has to do with an actor that you all know by the name of Jim Carrey, and it has to do with a principle that he is a master at called visualization. I am having a lot of fun setting some goals for next year, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about these goals and what I'm going to try and do, and you're going to think I'm nuts because, to be honest with you, I kind of am nuts with this idea, but it's a really fun challenge. So let me tell you a little bit about Jim, and you probably know this already. He was on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1997, and he told a story about something that happened to him earlier in his career, a couple of years earlier. Oprah came in years later, in the 25 years that she's done these shows. She basically said, who would have thought that one of the best bits of training and education any of us ever got would come from Jim Carrey, the comedic actor, right? But Jim, when he was 14 or 15 years old, his dad lost his job, and Jim was homeless for a little while. And I believe he dropped out of high school to go to work to try to earn money for the family, eventually ended up in Los Angeles. And he used to go every day up to Mulholland Drive in Hollywood Hills, L.A. area. It looks out over Los Angeles, looks out over Hollywood. And every night he went up on that drive. Lots of famous actors and celebrities and stuff live up on Mulholland Drive, apparently. But he would go up there, and there's a scenic overlook where you can look out over the city. I don't know exactly where he went, but I know he went to that drive. And he visualized himself having all of this stuff that these other people had. And he visualized himself being successful so that it worked. And he told himself, one of these days it'll be yours. You just don't have it yet. But he imagined that he had it. And it put a smile on his face. And it pumped him up, and it kept him upbeat. And that's a wonderful thing. So he did that every night. In 1991, he took out a checkbook, and he wrote himself a check for $10 million. And he signed it, and where the memo line on the check, he put in acting services rendered. And then he stuck it in his wallet. And he carried it with him everywhere he went. That was in 1991. Now, as he explains it, Oprah, as he's telling this story, and you should go to YouTube and just pull up Jim Carrey on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and you'll see it's about a six-minute video clip. It's worth watching. It's really a great thing. He told himself when he was talking to Oprah, he said, you can't just visualize something like that and then just go sit down and have a sandwich. You got to go to work, right? I mean, you have to go to work to try to make it happen. Well, that's what Jim was all about, and he went to work to try to make it happen. And frankly, he was successful. So that was 1991. He visualized this, wrote himself the check, stuck it in his wallet. He says on the show that he gave himself 5 years, and then he looks up at the lights basically in the studio and goes, oh, well, maybe it was 3 years. So I'm just going to say he gave himself 4 years. So in 1991, he writes out the check. He gives himself 4 years. And he dates the check Thanksgiving 1995. So he's got 4 years to make $10 million. Now think about that. That's a kid who's thinking big. That's big. And he then goes to work, right? Well, just before Thanksgiving 1995, he finds out that he's going to be paid $10 million for the movie Dumb and Dumber. True story, folks. And so I sat, that story has just sat in the back of my mind, and I've thought about that, and I thought, you know, that's my kind of game. I mean, that is a wonderful thing to do. And what an impactful story. Of all the guests that Oprah had on her show in 25 years, that story is right up there as one of the finest, most influential stories that's been told. It's really incredible. And so I just thought, what an amazing thing for him to do. I mean, that's really amazing. So I sat there and I thought, okay, so I'm 65. Jim was in his, I don't know, I guess he was in his teens, maybe his early 20s or something. I don't know when he did this. But I thought, you know what? I've worked really hard for like 20 years. I can't tell you how many times I've thrown a couch into the back of a pickup truck. I threw two more of them in about 2 hours ago. And I don't have $10 million, right? So I sat here, I thought, you know, if Jim can make $10 million in 4 years as an actor, why can't I bring in $1 million next year? And that thought just struck me, and I can't get it out of my head. And so I have set a goal to try to bring in $1 million in 2024, which is significantly more than I'll bring in 2023. But the interesting thing is I'm just having a blast planning this out and trying to figure out how to do it. And if you do it, then you've got a pretty good story to tell. And then you've done something that most people haven't done. And I'm just kind of one of these guys that loves to overcome the naysayers and make something happen that most people say can't happen. So then what do? Well, then you sit down, and I'm going to just kind of tell you what I've been planning so far as it applies to my business. But I'm one of these guys that kind of says God's no respecter of persons, right? And you put in the work, you use your talents, you identify what those talents are, you put them out there. Your goal isn't to make a bunch of money so you can buy 12 cars. Your goal is, hey, make some money and do some good in the world with it. And maybe God will help me along the way, basically. So that's kind of the approach that I'm using. But I sat down kind of as I've been working on stuff the last 2 or 3 days. I took out my phone and I've made a memo and I've made a list of different ways that I think I could make $1 million. Now, this is a great thing. When Warren Buffett, who is a friend of mine, by the way, when Warren Buffett went to Columbia University to get an MBA, the reason he went there is because Benjamin Graham, kind of the guru of investing, of value investing at the time, and an associate, David Dodd, taught at Columbia. Warren didn't go there so he could just get an MBA and pin it on his wall. He went there because he wanted to learn from the best how to make some money. And I can't remember 100% the name of the – oh, yes, I can. Benjamin Graham wrote a book, and I think David Dodd wrote it with him, called The Intelligent Investor. It's a thick book on investing. I've read that book. And he talks about a concept in there called margin of safety. And margin of safety means you buy a stock or a bond at a depressed price so that from everything you can tell, the price really can't drop much more, but it's got plenty of upside to it. Now, those are my words, but that's kind of the idea. And you've heard for years, you know, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. The greater the risk, folks, the greater the chance you're going to lose your money. The less the risk, the less chance you're going to lose your money. And ironically, if you do it for the particular reward. So I was a stockbroker for 10 years, and I know a little bit about this, and I've seen it in real life, and I've worked with people on it, and I've watched stocks go up and down and whatever for decades now. But there's a concept there called a margin of safety that you apply in the investment world. You do that also with this goal that I'm talking about. If you want to make $1 million in 2024, think of 24 ways you can make $1 million, and then only one to work. Percent of them can fail. That's called a margin of safety. We'll come back in just a minute. We're going to take a break for a second. I'm sitting here overlooking the parking lot in the economy parking lot at Reagan National Airport. But we'll be back here in a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show, and we're going to have some fun talking about dreaming big and how to hopefully make it all happen and be a reality. Be back in a few minutes.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. We're dreaming big here today. We're talking about Jim Carrey and how he set a goal to make $10 million in 4 years, and he achieved it. You should look at the video on YouTube for Winfrey Show. He also talked about it on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and some other people. So I had his attitude, and I thought, you know, if Jim can go out there in what amounted to 4 years, he went from basically struggling actor to a guy who was paid $10 million to be in Dumb and Dumber. You know, I'd be in Stupid and Stupider if you paid me $10 million, or what you call them. I would be in there. So I just started thinking, okay, what could I do in my business? Wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be awesome in 2024 to make $1 million? Have you ever made $1 million in a year? I mean, I have no idea what that's like. I have no idea close to what that's like. But I have friends who've made a lot more than that. One of my buddies from high school, a guy named Lennon Ledbetter, who's been on the show, was doing some interesting things with multi-level marketing. His parents hit it big in Amway, and he kind of took it. And paid more than $1 million a month, many times. He's been in this network marketing business 50 years or so. So pretty interesting thing that he's done. He's done quite a dramatic, made quite a dramatic name for himself and done some fabulous things. But here's the point. I created a memo on my phone, and on my phone, I thought, okay, here are a couple of facts. And I got to tell you, I love math, and one of the reasons I love math is because numbers don't lie. They honestly don't lie, and you can bank on numbers. You know, if you live in Tokyo, 2 plus 2 is 4, and if you live in Tallahassee, 2 plus 2 is still 4. Whether you speak Japanese or English, it doesn't matter. Numbers don't lie. And so if you want to make $1 million in a year, I don't care what you do, but if you want to do that, you got 365 days a year to do it. I don't do any work on Sundays, so I take about 50 days off of that. And then you have some holidays and some other stuff, so I just cut it down to 300 working days in a year. That's if you go like Monday through Saturday, which I've tended to do for quite a few years. So if you work 300 days in a year, you need to make $3,333 a day to make $1 million in a year. And if you work 10 hours a day, you need to make $333 an hour. Now, I think some of the top attorneys in the country are in the $300 to $400 an hour range, I think. Maybe it's much more than that. I'm not sure. But I think that's kind of the range, right? So if you want to make $1 million, just remember three. You got to make $3 in a working day. And if it's a 10-hour day, you need to make $333 an hour. So with that as a backdrop, I guarantee you, if you do that for 300 days, you'll make $1 million. I don't care what your name is or where you live. You will do that because numbers don't lie. So the question is, how do you do that? What are some ways to do that, right? So I made a memo on my phone, and the name of the memo is 3,333. And I started to list ways to make, you know, some possibilities, just ways to do that. Number one says get one house clean out each day. Now, you can apply this to your life and what you do if you have a business or whatever. Think of the concept that if you took yourself and 10 other peers, random peers of yours, lined you up, tell me something you naturally do better than the other people in line. Tell me something you have more passion about than the other 9 or 10 people in line. Just what are your gifts? In other words, what are you good at? What's your passion? What do you love to do? Warren Buffett has gone around the country speaking at universities, speaking to students, etc. And one of the things he always sums up when people talk about, you know, what should I do with my life? He sums it up in 4 words, which I love. He says, do what you love. And if you do that, you'll never work a day in your life. Just do what you love, right? So do what you have a passion for. So one of the things I wrote is, okay, I can out each day. If we go out and clean somebody like, and the kids need to sell the house, and before they can sell the house, they need to get it cleaned out. They need to get all the furniture and stuff out of there so the realtor can. So if we do that and we haul away, let's say, 5 truck stuff, each $695, that is just under $3,500. $3,500 is more than $3,333. So one way I could make $1 million in a year is to book one house clean out every day. That's one way to do it. And so that was number one. Number two, haul in 41,000 pounds of scrap metal. Now you have to do that every day. 41,000 pounds, folks, that's 41 pickup truck loads a day. Now where are you going to get that, right? They pay 8 cents a pound for scrap metal. I've done radio shows live from a scrap metal yard. Second or third show I did was live from a scrap metal yard. They'll pay you 8 cents a pound in Montgomery County, Maryland to take scrap metal in. So you take in 1,000 pounds, you get $80. You take in 41,000 pounds, you get $3,333, right? But where are you going to get 41 pounds of scrap metal? But that is another way you can do it because the math doesn't lie. So that's 41 pickup trucks a day, or I can haul in 1,000 pounds of copper every day. Guess what they pay you for copper? Not 8 cents a pound, $3.25 a pound. What's that, 40 times better? Something like that? So you could haul in 1,000 pounds of copper to a scrap metal yard, and 1,000 pounds, if you can get that much, you know, you'd have to have the heavier pipe kind of stuff, but you can get that much in the back of a pickup truck. If you make one of those trips into a scrap metal yard every day, you'll make $1 million in a year. You have to, because they'll pay you based on the weight. So that's another way. Haul in 1,000 pounds of copper every day. A fourth way I could do it. And again, as I'm writing these down, I'm just kind of clearing my mind of the possibilities. I'm just trying to put them down, you know, on paper, so to speak, so I can then analyze them and see what makes the most sense. You can haul in 2,600 pounds of wire in a day. You know, all those extension cords lying around the house, battery cables, you know, jumper cables, the extension cords that run electric washers and dryers, the wire that runs the networks in office buildings, all the wire kind of stuff. They pay about $1.25 a pound for that. Take in 2,600 pounds of that stuff in a day, and you'll walk home with $3,300, and you'll be on pace to make $1 million in a year. So those are 3 different ways to do it at a scrap metal yard. But those are all subsets of what really is just number two, you know, try to make it at a scrap metal yard, which I'm going to, you know, anyway, you know, each day pretty much. But how can I increase what I'm taking in, and how can I get more of the valuable stuff so that each trip I go in, I come out with more and more money? But if I did nothing but found 1,000 pounds of copper every day for a year, I'd be a millionaire. I'd make $1 million next year. So again, those are just, I'm just thinking of different possibilities here. Number five, I can do 66 Groupon jobs in a day. This job I just did where I went and hauled away these couches was on the 16th floor of an apartment complex in Bethesda, Maryland. We gave, this is years ago we started doing this, we made a pickup truck of junk removal available for $99 instead of what's normally $229. Now, you could argue that was a stupid thing to do because of the $99, Groupon gets half of it. I get $50, they get $50, and out of the, and I'm the one that has to go and do the job. So out of the $50, I pay for the gas, the dump fees, any labor if I take somebody else with me. Excuse me, etc. But running around town doing $50 for each job is kind of crazy, right? But as is the case, just sometimes there's a little bit truckload of work involved. So it was an extra $60 I got from the job I just did. Now I made $110 or something instead of $50. So that's another way to do it. We've done thousands of these jobs. I think we have close to 500 reviews on Groupon with a 97% customer satisfaction rating of 5 stars. And I think we have close to 500 reviews on there now, and you're welcome to go to Groupon.com and then just look up 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But lots of positive comments. Excuse me, from people there about what we've done. And I think you'd enjoy reading those comments if you want to find out a little bit about our company. But how do you do 66 Groupon jobs in a day? And then I figured out how much I did in Groupon jobs last year. I have that on my phone in the app. And I need to do like 200 times that much to make $1 million in a year. So I'm not doing that much with them as far as revenue goes, but it takes up an awful lot of time. And so you have to step back and go, well, is that a good thing to keep doing? But some good things are happening with the Groupon area, and we'll maybe talk about that in just a few minutes. But then I make about 3 times as much money every year where we got into somebody's house through the Groupon advertising, which they do it all. We don't, they've sent out millions of emails on our behalf over the years. But we don't have to pay for that advertising. We just give up half the revenue when we do it, and we're doing it at a discounted price. But we also get about 3 times the amount of money we get from Groupon when people pay us extra because they have more than a pickup truck of stuff. They might have 2 or 3, or they might have, you know, a big job to do or whatever. So one thing I can do is increase my Groupon business by 200 times. How do you do that, right? That'll make me $1 million a year. Or increase the additional get, you know, that I'm getting from them. So here's what I did yesterday, and Groupon has made a good decision. A while ago, they made the decision to kind of not have sales reps call guys like me who are their merchants. They tried to do it all electronically, and so they would send us emails, and they would say, you know, this is the Groupon wizard. Have you thought about doing this campaign? And you're doing it all with a computer, you know? And I just don't think that's a great way to do business. And so a guy from Groupon called me, who is my new sales rep, and I, you know, a week or so ago, and I called him back and I told him about this visualization thing that I'm working on. And we talked about some different ideas, and we have some pretty fun ideas. One of the other things that I do is has nothing to do with junk removal. It has to do with creativity and marketing and branding people's businesses and stuff. I'm kind of wired to where if you tell me some campaign you're trying to do or some event you want to do or some advertising you want to do or whatever it might be, there's a good chance within 5 to 10 minutes I can have 2 or 3 ideas for you just because it's the way my brain's, it's the way I'm wired. I took an aptitude test one time, and it told me I'm in the top one half of 1% of creative people in the country. Probably one of the reasons I like radio so much, because I get to create my own show, do whatever I want, and tell whatever stories I want to. And that's really a blast. So I talked with him about possibilities. Did you know one of the things you can sell a Groupon to somebody that has, it'll have nothing to do with trucks or junk or dump fees or scrap metal. It has to do with consulting services to help them market their business, brand their company, come up with a new campaign, whatever it might be. And you come up with a price, and then you discount the price, and then Groupon takes their cut, and then you end up with a certain amount of money. Nice idea to be able to make money with Groupon without having to fire up a pickup truck, right? And have all those costs involved. So one of the other things they do, apparently, I'm kind of interested in this because I created something a few years ago that I haven't really, it's a brand really, but I haven't really done much with it. You can apparently sell an online seminar, like once a month you have an online seminar, and if somebody wants to join in, they buy it on Groupon, and then you have another customer joining in on the seminar. I have been on calls that were marketed, I think, on Facebook for people to join in to learn, you know, learn how somebody made a lot of money in sales, let's say. And I think in one call, if I understood it right, with the number of people that were on the call, with how much you had to pay for the call, I think the person delivering the call made $100,000 in about an hour. Now, I haven't verified that. That might be pie in the sky. But think about the options here, where you can create some kind of seminar or topic or series of seminars that can help with most people or a lot of people. And then Groupon can market it all around the United States. People can buy it, and it's like me selling tickets to my own convention kind of thing. You can do it every month for 12 months. So that has some fun possibilities, and we talked about that yesterday. But I basically told the rep at Groupon, I said, hey, I know this is crazy, but your job is to figure out, given what I've been doing with you guys and given some of these ideas, how can I make $1 million next year with Groupon? That's the question. And I said, and I know that that's pie in the sky in a lot of ways, but it's also got to be possible. I just got to figure out what you have to do. So that is another idea. That takes me to number six. Now, I put down 24 ideas. Remember, I'm trying to put the mathematics on my side, and that is that if you want to make $1 million in a year, think of 24 ways to do it, because it's the year 2024. That's why I picked 24. But think of 24 ways to do it, and 23 of them can flat fail. If one of them works, you still hit your goal. If two of them work, you make $2 million. If five of them work, you make $5 million. If they all work, you make $24 million. Now, to me, a business guy that loves math and creativity, that's just a really fun challenge. That just sounds fun to me. And I'm up for a good challenge, and I love it when I create my own. I'm not a big fan of marching to the tune of someone else's drum beat, but I love marching to the tune of my own drum beat. And this is one way to do it. And so I'm kind of excited about this. So we do a thing that kind of competes with Groupon, where you can only buy four Groupons in a year, which means you only use one of them every 3 months. Well, what if you wanted to use a couple of them within, you know, a week? What do? You buy what's called a speed pass, which is on our website. Like buying, you know, a pass to go to the front of the line at Walt Disney World, you buy a speed pass. It's the same amount of junk hauled away as the Groupon. It's just $25 more. So instead of $229, it's $125. And the Groupon price is $99. The radio voucher price is $79. But the Groupon price, $99, the speed pass price, $125. The great thing about the $125 is we get all of it. And you can buy, you know, three or four of them and combine them together in one day on one job. You can't do that with Groupon. All I got to do is sell 26 speed passes a day, and I'll bring in $3,300 in a day. Then I just go do the jobs, or have other people do the jobs or something. So how do you sell 26 speed passes in a day? You use the number of a 1% return on mass marketing that you do, and you create a Facebook Marketplace ad that is seen by 2,600 people a day. So I've also got to call into my Facebook, or I guess it's Meta these days, advertising rep to talk about some options and what it would cost me to advertise the speed pass to 2,600 people in a day. All I need is for 1% of them to buy it, and I'll make $3,300 in a day. Do that every working day during the year, and you make $1 million in a year just selling speed passes. That's idea number six. I'm up to like 26 or 27 ideas so far. But we're going to take another break. We'll come back. I'm going to keep going through my list, giving you some more ideas as it applies to my business. And what I really hope is that you're looking at your life and your business, if you have one, or if you want to start one, or your job that you have, or whatever it is you like to do. If you look at it and you're thinking about, huh, that's kind of fun. How could I do this? Just let your mind open up to the possibility that you can, and then start writing down some ways you can do it. I'll be back here in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio, and we're delighted that you're here. I'm your host, Alan Cook.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, we're back with the Junk Refund Show. This is Alan Cook, your host on BBS Radio and BBSRadio.com and TV. With Don and Doug Newsome, the producers of the show. Don does a great job with us every week, and we're thrilled to be on their network. I think this might be our 20th episode that we've done. It's either 19 or it's 20, something like that. And you can also listen to these on the blog, and it's just a cool thing, and it's a lot of fun to do. So we're having a good time with it. And if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, and you need some junk removal, you should call the radio show while we're on the air. Talk to the producer, Don. Give him your name and phone number. He'll send it to me afterwards. And you can buy one or two vouchers for $79. That gives you a pickup truck of junk removal that's normally $229. That's what you call a good deal. So, anyway, that's a great deal available only during the radio show. The number you call is 888-627-6008. Again, in the Washington, D.C. area, 888-627-6008. Give Don your name and number, and he'll then get it to me afterwards. You won't be on the show. You're just calling in to give him your info. He'll give it to me afterwards, and you can then buy one or two pickup truckloads of junk removal for $79 a piece, normally $229 a piece. We're kind of proud of that. That's a great deal. So I'm talking about how to make $1 million in a year, having fun playing with. And I made a list this last few days. I've been playing around with this in my mind, and I just can't get the idea out of my head. So I'm putting together a game plan on how to do this. It just sounds fun to me, that's all. So idea number 7 out of 24, sell 5 truckloads of junk removal in a day. A truckload of junk removal is $695. You do 5 of those, that's $3,500 in a day. Do that for 300 days during the year, and you'll make more than $1 million. Then you start to think of some bigger options. I put number 8, sell something for $10,000 every 3 days. So what can you sell for 10 grand every 3 days, right? That would also make you $1 million in a year. Or number 9, sell something for $100,000 every month. That'll make you $1 million in a year. That'll make you $1.2 million in a year. Number 10, something for $250,000 four times a year. Now you might think, well, what am I going to sell for $250,000? You know, or number 11, sell something for $500,000 twice a year. That'll make you $1 million. And you can tell me what number 12 is. Sell something for $1 million once a year. Now, you're probably saying, and I can't tell you, in my junk removal business or in what I have to offer people, I can't really so far come up with answers to those. But my buddy Lennon has done that, who is marketing and we've had him as a guest on the show. He was on the show last week, I think, as a matter of fact. Marketing a debit card that if you use the debit card, you get points from the company that issued you the debit card. It's a Visa debit card. You also get credit at, you know, Panda Express. If you use the card there, you get points for their restaurant that you can use to get free meals later. But you also get something called Z-Bucks, which are basically points that the credit card company gives you for using the card. And then those Z-Bucks, they're not currency and they're not dollars, but they're basically points. You can trade those in for more stuff, even including cruises and gift cards and more stuff that the company is making available. So you think, well, how do I sell something for $1 million in a year? This company that he is kind of being the marketing guru for is having a convention in Las Vegas this next Monday and Tuesday. In order to go to that, it's the kickoff event. In order to go to that event, you paid $250 to attend the convention. Guess how many tickets they sold? 4,000. Do the math. 4,000 times 250. That's $1 million. That's happened 3 months with basically a startup business. So you can do, come up with a seminar. Come up with an idea that people would pay to come listen to and then market it and sell 4,000 tickets at $250 a pop. That would do it. Number 13, sell 10 consultation experiences for $100,000, teaching people how to make $1 million a year. Suppose you went out and made $1 million in a year. You now have credibility. You can go to people and say, look, I'll teach you how to do it using your talents, your business, your experience, my creativity, both of our drives, whatever. I'll be your consultant. You give me 10% of what you make, and you make $100,000, and they make $900,000. People would do that. If you can show them how to make $1 million, they'll give you 10% commission. They will. They'll probably give you more than that. So if you go out and actually do this, 2025 is suddenly an interesting year because not only can you write a book, but you can do seminars teaching people how you did this. And so the more successful you are, the more possibilities open up on what you can do to parlay that success into bigger and bigger things. Here's number 14. I talk about the scrap metal yard. When I go into these scrap metal yards all the time, somebody is hauling in a car or a truck that's been totaled or is just dead, and they bring it in. That's mostly metal, right? The scrap metal company will buy that from you for more than 8 cents a pound. They usually pay a little bit more because there's different types of metal in that car. The engine might have an aluminum engine, for example. I mean, I don't know how you dissect all the different parts of a car, but it's got different kinds of metal in there. So they will buy that from you. So I did a job one time at a house. Company hired us and went to this house, and there was an old dead car sitting in the driveway. And they said, can you get rid of this? It was not licensed. It had not been registered for like 8 years. It was a mess inside. It was basically an abandoned car, but they had the title to the car. I said, yeah, we can do that. I went to the scrap metal yard. Those guys went and picked up the car, brought it back to the yard, took the tires off of it. I did nothing except set up, give them the information and set up the appointment with the customer. I wasn't even there when they picked up the car. That was on a Friday. On a Monday, I went into the scrap metal yard. They had all the paperwork there. They go, yeah, here we go. And they printed up a little ticket, and you take it over to this cashier thing, and it scans the barcode on the little ticket they gave you, and out pops $325 cash for me. Now, think about that. What would you rather do? Haul 41,000 pounds of metal into a scrapyard every day at 8 cents a pound to make $3,000, or arrange for 11 car pickups a day to happen, and you'll still make $3,000? Which one's easier? So in my mind, what I'm trying to do is figure out, how can I get a bunch of cars every day hauled into scrap metal yards throughout the year? How do I market it so people call me instead of somebody else? Again, it's just another way to do it. That's number 14. Number 15, hold one convention each year and sell $1 million worth of tickets like my buddy Lennon just did. You just got to come up with what convention is it, what's going to happen in the convention, who has a vested interest in coming. But, hey, selling tickets is, I mean, look at Taylor Swift. What was it, $100 million she just did with AMC Theaters, selling tickets to go watch a concert that she's not even at in a theater, right? Number 16, do a monthly online class for $7 a piece. The reason I say that is I started a little brand called The Power of Seven Gold that is taken out after our friends in the Star Trek series. Remember, the opening line of Star Trek was "Space, the final frontier." If you just remember that line and then take those letters, S-P-A-C-E-F-F, those seven letters stand for seven basic areas of life that most people have. S is the spiritual side of your life. P is the physical side. A is the adventuresome side. C is your career. E is your education. F is your finances. F is your family and friends. Okay? So if you are kind of pumping on both cylinders on all seven of those areas, you've got a pretty good life going. So I created a thing called The Power of Seven Goals, talking about, you know, those space FF as a way, as the acronym to remember it. And how, if you look at those seven areas and then ask yourself, where am I weak? Where can I bolster this up? Pick a goal to work on in that area. That's a whole brand. There's seminars there. You can do that. So I thought, what if I did a monthly online class for only $7 for half an hour? And it's done on the 7th of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's all sevens. My birthday is May 7th, right? So I'm kind of a seven guy. So what if I did that class? How many people would have to sign up in the class in order for me each month to make enough money so that in a year I make $1 million? The answer is 12,000 people have to be on that call. Suppose I charge $77 instead, then I just need 1,200 people on the call in a month. Do that for 12 months, I make $1 million. Another thing, number 17, in our junk removal business, the word refund is in there because we give money back when we sell things for people. If I sell 33 items a day of stuff I've picked up for $100, I make $3,300 in a day. I just have to sell 100 items a day for $33, or some other some other combination, you know, three items a day of $1,000 a piece. But that's another way to do it. All I'm thinking of is ways to do it. That's all. Then I go through and evaluate the ways and see which ones really could be the most fruitful. Number 18, become a senior vice president with Lennon and his network marketing group. If you go to Facebook and look up Transact, TRANZACT, second word card, third word DMV, which stands for the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia, Transact Card DMV, you'll see a website there where you can become a digital branch office offering this debit card that's kind of sweeping the country right now. And you can actually start your own business for less than $500. There's a website on that page. It's my name. It's basically my website. It's alancook.myTZT.com. You go to that website, they'll tell you all about it. If you sign up as a digital branch office, you then can start making money as you get other people to use the card as well, plus money that you make on the card you're doing. You know, if you get three people to do that, and they get three people, and then they get three people, you're suddenly making about $150,000 a year. That's a vice president. You become a senior vice president, you're probably making $300,000 to $500,000 a year, right? And if you do even better than that, become president, you're probably making at least $1 million a year. So I called my buddy Lennon about a week ago, and I said, how can I make $1 million a year just doing your business? What does it take? And he laid out for me what it takes. So I now know what it takes. So one of the ways to do that is that way. So I have that up and running on the side, and I'm probably going to do like a weekly Zoom call for people that are interested that will be advertised on that Facebook site. That page again is Transact, TRANZACT, second word card, third word David Michael Vincent, DMV. That's my Facebook page for that type of business, and you can go in and check that out and look at the website, alancook.mytzt.com. It'll tell you all about that. If you sign up there, you're automatically on my team, and boy, did we start to have some fun. We go from there. Another thing, get 10 people to give you 10% of their $1 million earnings next year. I think we talked about that. If you can show them how to make the money, they'll probably give you a 10% commission. I have authored seven books, actually, six of them are for sale on Amazon. If I sell 666 books a day on Amazon at basically $5 a piece for a commission, I'll make $3,300 a day. So write a best-selling book, sell 666 of them a day on Amazon. You can self-publish them. It's never been easier to do this than before. I'm actually writing two books right now. One of them is kind of a journal of this effort to make $1 million in a year. There's a book in this process that I'm just basically keeping an online journal of what I do, what I think, the plans I make, and how it works. So if it's ready to be published a year from now, automatically. I'm also doing a fun thing. I'm giving out Snickers bars every day. I'm giving out two Snickers bars a day because a lady at the scrap metal yard gave me one the other day at the cashier's. So I'm having a lot of fun just giving out two Snickers bars a day because it's kind of fun to watch people's surprise when you give them a free candy bar for no reason. And I'm actually writing a book about that, which is basically just logging in the experiences that I have as I give these things out to various people. A guy let me in line in traffic the other day coming out of a gas station onto a busy street. He stopped and let me on line. I actually hopped out of my truck because the light was red. Went over to him in his nice white Mercedes, gave him a Snickers bar. And when I went back and hopped in my truck, his wife was waving at me like crazy, saying thank you outside the passenger window. So there's a book in that and back of that as well. So I've written seven books. I'm writing two more right now as we go. Idea 21, sell eight junk refund franchises for $125,000 a piece. See, that you market your own business, you expand your own business, you start to sell franchises, that's to make $1 million. 22, write the Snickers book. And I even contacted the Mars Chocolate Company to see if they would donate some Snickers to me or sell them to me at a discounted price. They don't really do that direct with the public. But there are places like Amazon where you can buy them for like 87 cents a bar and give them out instead of a couple of bucks a bar, which is what I'm buying them at right now. And then number two said, write the first chapter. I've already written the first two or three chapters in that book already. And the way you write a book, folks, is you first start by just writing something that you're passionate about, and then just start with chapter one and just write down whatever it is you're passionate about. And keep in mind, you can always change it and make it chapter eight if you want. I mean, there's all kinds of flexibility. But just start and start to write something and start to tell a story. And pretty soon, 23, Donald, like this one, make $20,000 a week on the radio show. I don't know how you do that, but if I did that, I'd make $1 million a year just on the radio show. 24, write the $1 million in 2024 book and sell enough copies of it that you make, you know, however much per book you make, and that can do it. I mentioned this idea of the power of seven goals through Groupon, and number 26, increase the effectiveness of Facebook advertising by working with my ad rep from Meta. There are 26 ideas that I am working on. My goal the next 2 months is to investigate each one of these and come up with a, if it looks like it's doable, come up with a step-by-step plan of how to implement it in 2024. And all I need is for one of these 24 ideas to work 100%, and I make $1 million next year, you know, or get two of them to work for 50%, and I still make $1 million next year. So I'm kind of fascinated with this idea. I've got Jim Carrey to thank because he's the one that's kind of motivated me here, and I'm just having some fun with it. I hope you're having some fun with it, and all things are possible to him that believeth. A little quote from the Bible. We'll kind of that. Thanks to Don Newsom. Thanks to BBS Radio. It's my favorite time of the week, Thursdays at 3, and we love talking about junk removal and how to get the junk not only out of your homes, but out of your lives. I'm going to hop off the radio show, head into the airport, and fly to Indianapolis to do a house clean out for a nice old lady tomorrow. This is Alan Cook. Thanks for being with us, and have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.